Feed Nova Scotia has been operating for about 30 years, addressing food security in Nova Scotia. Annually, more than 3 million kilograms of food is collected and distributed to 140 member food banks, meal programs, and shelters across the province. As the holidays are upon us, we're checking in with Karen Theriault, the Communications Director of Feed Nova Scotia. Hi, Karen. How are you doing today?
Hi, Sarah. I'm just doing well. Thank you so much. It's always nice to be able to chat with folks and share a little bit about what's going on behind the scenes at Feed Nova Scotia.
Yes, thank you so much. So do tell us, what is going on behind the scenes at Feed Nova Scotia?
Well, when I look in the warehouse right now, I see a sort of beehive of activity with lots of volunteers packing up holiday hampers. And those will soon be heading out on our trucks to that network of agencies that you referenced across the province. There's a lot of work happening right now to provide some really critical food support for sure. But I think also just that sense of comfort and peace of mind and community that people are also seeking at this time of year. It has been an extremely challenging few years. And the last few months in particular, we are hearing that additional strain in people's voices, just with the added pressures of the holiday season and, so many challenges around the increased rise of cost of living that people are facing.
Do you find there are some items you're lacking due to these external factors and additional pressures and inflation?
Generally speaking, we are seeing that food donations from individuals and food drives are down. And I think that is perhaps not a surprise as we see the cost of food going up. Everyone is needing to be more cautious with how they are spending that limited budget. The community has always been very supportive, and every time that I see someone reach out with a gift of food, of money, of time through volunteering, it just makes such a huge difference. But there will never be enough food charity to meet the needs of our community. We have at some 170,000 Nova Scotians who are struggling with food insecurity, and it's just so critical that we look at the root causes for why people are food insecure. That is through the Canadian Income Survey that is measured annually in Canada. But of that, we see about 42,000 distinct individuals reaching out to our network of agencies for support each year. There's still quite a big gap between those who are food insecure and how many are reaching out for help. And I think that speaks to some of the barriers that people face in accessing support in the community as well. It could be that someone needs the assistance, but they don't have the transportation to get to the food bank, or maybe they have mobility challenges that prevent them from getting out. And there are sometimes things that are less visible barriers that exist in terms of people being ashamed or afraid to go out and seek help, because it takes some guts. And I know, especially in smaller communities, people feel a little bit uncomfortable in asking for help. So in hearing this message, I hope that everyone will know that if they need support, that is the whole reason that we are here, is to help provide that support as best that we can. And there is absolutely no judgment or no reason to be afraid of asking for help. So what does that help look like? At this time of year in particular, we are seeing people who are receiving food support, in the form of maybe 3 to 4 days worth of food if they're going out to their local food bank. But for Christmas in particular, we've had about 6,000 households just in the Halifax area alone so far this year requesting additional support over the holidays. And so we have hampers being packed up with a turkey or chicken. We have a vegan roast option, produce, everything to sort of put together what you might consider that traditional holiday meal that a lot of households choose to enjoy over the holidays, and also gift support for kids in the home as well.
And how many food hampers is the food bank planning on giving out this year?
Well, the numbers are certainly big, and we are continuing to receive about 900 registrations each week through our Christmas registry. So far, we've matched over 6,000 households with Christmas support specifically this year. I would say we're likely going to land somewhere a little over 7,000 households by the time all is done.
Can you tell us a little bit about the people that you assist? What are the requirements, or who do you focus on feeding?
So food insecurity certainly knows no barriers, but 1 in 6 households in Nova Scotia are food insecure. And so when someone reaches out for help, we do everything that we can to provide that support. There is no sort of screening tool, if you will, that would say someone is eligible to receive it or not. If someone asks for help, we provide the help. What we do know is that people aren't food insecure because they don't have enough food. It's because they don't have enough money. And so those root causes stem back to inadequate income assistance rates, inadequate wages. You know, minimum wage is vastly below what the living wage is determined to be in Nova Scotia. And so people simply cannot stretch that limited dollar far enough when it just isn't there to begin with. If you look at income assistance alone in Nova Scotia, the provincial system put in place as a critical social safety net for folks who are unable to work, people living on income assistance are almost $16,000 below the poverty line. So it is not much wonder that those individuals are having to reach out for help from Feed Nova Scotia and our network of agencies. We know right now, especially, that the lack of affordable housing is also a huge crisis. And it's especially tough when we have folks calling in looking to see if there is support that we can provide over the holidays, but they don't have an oven to cook a turkey. They don't have a microwave to reheat the takeout style meal that we're able to provide. Some folks don't have a tent or a sleeping bag and are living outside. So there are huge challenges that people are facing in their everyday life. And while we are providing a bit of reprieve and absolutely helping to provide some physical nourishment, I think that just speaks to all the more reason why we have to continue to push for that deeper policy-based change to really address those root factors of inadequate income and high cost of living.
Based on your experience, what are some ways the province can tackle this problem?
So we've been speaking one-to-one with various government officials, and we'll have another opportunity as well in January to present at the Standing Committee on Community Services, and have really been asking for folks to look very strongly at those income-based policies where we can affect change. Income assistance specifically needs to increase to at least the poverty line, the low basket measure, which is how it's measured in Canada, and as well to index for inflation. Because if we're not committing to increase rates as inflation rises, in fact, people are receiving less income as the income inflation rises. Secondly, we would significantly look to rapidly increase the minimum wage beyond what has been committed to thus far, and to find ways to reduce out-of-pocket expenses for prescription medication. We hear from at least 56% of those supported by food banks that they are skipping on their prescription medication because they simply can't afford it, or they are jeopardizing their food intake as they instead divert those limited resources for prescription medication. So neither of those, I mean, that's literally an impossible choice. And it just demonstrates how tightly linked food insecurity and health outcomes are for individuals.
As Christmas approaches and the winter holidays are here, do you have enough volunteers, or are you going to be needing help for the holidays?
So right now, we're really fortunate to have a very strong volunteer base. In fact, I would say that leading into the holidays, we sometimes find ourselves in the tough position of having to turn away volunteer offers of support, because it seems that in that sort of 6 to 8 weeks heading up until the end of December, everyone wants to help. And the other 10 months of the year, we are much more strapped and challenged to find those resources for support. So I say sometimes that the biggest gift that someone can sometimes give is to not forget us in the new year. Because come January, February, March, it will be a very different environment, looking into our warehouse and with the phones ringing, where that automatic sense of community generosity tends to subside. And there are lots of ways that people can offer their support, whether that is now or whether it's in the new year. And that could be volunteering. Absolutely. Some individuals come in and volunteer on a regular basis, you know, every Wednesday afternoon. They know that's their day to work in the warehouse or to drive out on the trucks. There are others that come in as groups, a workplace team, and they may come in once or twice a year as a collective effort. And then if you look at financial ways to contribute, monthly giving is such a powerful way to contribute because it shows that you not only care to support someone today, but that you acknowledge that food insecurity is an ongoing crisis that people are facing 365 days of the year. And so that's a really special group of loyal donors that have committed to sign up for monthly donations. But right now, we also have a few other ways that donating can also be kind of fun. And we've got our online holiday 50-50 raffle. If someone is looking for a way to give and maybe also could use the opportunity to have a little extra finances in their own hand, sign up to buy a ticket through our online 50-50. We also have a campaign right now in partnership with Bishop Cellar, where we sell wine by the cases, and $50 to $75 from every case sold goes directly to Feed Nova Scotia. And you have a nice case of wine that you can either use to enjoy yourself over the holidays or perhaps to give away as gifts as well.
So how long have you been working at Feed Nova Scotia?
I've been here for 13 years. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's, there's never a dull moment. What I am constantly inspired by is that sort of sense of community, kindness, the way that Nova Scotians look out for each other. It gets tough at times because I feel that after 13 years, we should have made a bigger long-term impact than we have. And that can sometimes be disheartening because we shouldn't still have in Nova Scotia, one in six households struggling with food insecurity. There's no reason for that. That is a choice that we are allowing ourselves as a collective citizenship to make. But I also feel really good knowing that people have found a lot of relief, a lot of nourishment and comfort that they wouldn't have had otherwise if it wasn't for the folks that are donating to help.
As we approach 2023, looking back at this year, what are some initiatives that Feed Nova Scotia or you're proud of to have implemented this year?
The work that's going on through our network of agencies across the province is really heartwarming every day of the year. And I am so grateful, proud, I guess you could say, yes, of just the way that folks never give up on each other and continue to show up for their neighbors. And I feel proud that the community trusts us with their generous support to affect change. And the way that we steward those donations to both provide food support today and to raise that alarm bell and raise awareness and education around the root causes of food insecurity. I think that we will see lots more discussion about that in the year ahead and really look forward to having the community rally behind to continue to just let everyone know that food insecurity isn't welcome in Nova Scotia and that it's time to make a big change.
And when will Feed Nova Scotia be giving out the Christmas hampers?
Christmas hampers have already begun to be distributed, and I believe that the last ones go right out until Christmas Eve. So as much as every gift support comes in the door, we are receiving another call from someone looking for help. And we continue to provide that matchmaking support and provide the help as best we can right until the big day arrives. And again, recognize that it goes long beyond Christmas and through the winter months as well.